Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, live well. Lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. We're here for you each and every day. One of the things I want to kick off with is to talk about something I think on the forefront of a lot of people now, and it's stem cell therapy. It's something that it's been researched for 20 years, but now it's more in the mainstream, and it's something that we're seeing a lot more in mainstream practice. And stem cells, there's two different types. You've got mesenchymal stem cells and embryonic stem cells. Now, the embryonic are the ones that were kind of banned. That research and ability to use that in the U.S. was banned. President Bush jumped in and said, you know, we're not going to do that. And he didn't want anybody playing God. And so I think it's a kind of a cool thing. I agree with him. But the embryonic stem cells were the ones that everybody got in a big uproar about, right, with ethics. But there's another kind of stem cells that helps to rebuild and repair. We say repair and regenerate tissue. And it's called the mesenchymal stem cells. These little guys can go in there and they can rebuild things like cartilage. They can take a torn tissue and help regenerate it. There has been some studies that have been shown and research that have been shown that it potentially can help repair and regenerate lungs that are damaged, like with COPD. They're finding that people have seen great results with the pancreas, such as in diabetes. So there's a lot of promise with stem cells. And pain is another big one. So you start talking about pain of joints, spinal issues with degeneration of spinal joints, muscles, all of these kind of things. When you start seeing that, that's pretty amazing. Okay, so we're starting to see, even in the clinics that have been around, we have seen amazing with our lifestyle providers results with stem cell therapy. All right, so this is just a simple example. Okay, somebody has, maybe take somebody that's in their 60s or 70s and they've got complete degeneration in the knee. If you look on the film, look on x-ray and MRI, you're going to see a joint space that's almost what they call bone on bone. You ever hear people talk about that? Having bone on bone? Well, and that's when they start talking about knee replacement, which is a huge surgery. It's massive. Matter of fact, most surgeons will want you to watch some form of video and educational format just to understand what you're undergoing with a complete knee replacement, because it is a big deal. All right. Now, what's interesting, though, is that stem cells can give you life back to a joint that's been torn down, because it actually uses your own cells, your own stem cells, to go back in and it's reinjected. So the stem cells are taken out of the body, usually in the bone marrow or the fat tissue in the body, the adipose tissue, as we call it. It's then processed and then what we call spun down, and there's a process to it. And then it's reinjected into the troubled area. Stem cells go in and help to repair and regenerate. So with cartilage, they can help rebuild cartilage. Muscle repairs muscle tissue and can give life. So there was a 65, 70-year-old man in one of our lifestyle provider locations that had almost, it was pretty much bone on bone, and within a 4 to 6 month period, almost had a quarter inch regrowth in the joint space, and went back to not just normal activity, but superseded his activity into, levels that when he was in his 30s and 40s. Is that real? It's real. And is it happening? Yes. And they've been doing it in Europe for a long time. It's not like it's some brand new discovery. It's just been the United States and been what they call FDA cleared over, say, the last 5 years or so. So you're starting to see a lot of these pop up and a lot of people doing really well with them. So stem cell therapy is something that you, I think, is a real viable option for people. Do your research and find places that you can go to and get good information about it. Talk to doctors that are trained in it, that understand it and use it and have been using it in clinical practice. But it's amazing. It really is. And it's something that you should look at for a variety of reasons, because it just brings health. I mean, it is a future called regenerative medicine. It's a field. But I really believe it's a huge future in medicine that gives people back quality of life. And that's really what we're about on this show. And really in the style of what I like to teach is what type of health care can give people higher quality of life. Because at the end of the day, that's what we all need, right? We want to thrive. We want to live well. We want to have good energy. We want to have good relationships. And we want to have want to be able to squeeze everything we can out of every day. And if you have low energy, you feel terrible, you ache and you hurt, then life is just not that much fun. So we want to figure out ways to give you a higher quality of life. That's what we do here on the show, and that's what matters. Stem cell therapy is pretty amazing. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to the website. Let's get on the phones and talk to Tommy. Hi, Tommy.
I have no cartilage on the outside of each knee. Other than knee replacement, I'm wondering what would be a good, appropriate solution, temporary solution for this.
I think exactly what I'm talking about, stem cell therapy. I think it's a perfect option. And again, if you need help with that, just let us know and get you somebody that can give you a consultation and just help you. There's a lot of great clinics around the country right now that are doing it. But stem cell therapy is fantastic because you can do things like Hyaligen, okay? There's hyaluronic acid. You can inject it. It's been approved by Medicare and all that for a long time. But hyaluronic acid is a natural substance. I like it. Okay, I really do. I'm a fan of it. I think it works great, but it's temporary. It will go in and create cushioning inside of a joint, like a knee, but it wears off in 6 months. You know, it's not something that goes in and repairs the tissue. The thing about stem cells is that when you use stem cells, it goes in and will actually repair and regenerate and rebuild the tissue. And when you do something like that, it's a game changer. When you go in and repair and regenerate the tissue, it is an absolute game changer for what we're talking about. And so with you having, when you say you have no cartilage, let me tell you something, you got a little bit of cartilage on both sides, right? And so all the body needs stem cell wise is to be able to go in and lock in into those areas, and it can really repair and rebuild. And that's the ultimate key. You get in and get the body to do that. That's you're off and running, and literally, it may take, now here's the thing, 90 days to 6 months before you start even seeing anything. So that's the one thing with stem cells, like if you get a treatment done, it's not like tomorrow you're going to feel amazing. It's going to take some time. However, those effects are lasting. And the worst case scenario about stem cells is this. People say, well, is it going to hurt me? Well, that's the great thing about it, because a bad surgery can make things worse, right? So if you get a surgery that's botched up, then that can really create a lot of challenges for you and your health. But the great thing about stem cell is that you're either going to get better or nothing's going to happen. So they'll either work or they won't. And so you just have to kind of understand that. But the good news, what I love about it is it's hope-filled. It gives you an amazing opportunity to have a higher quality of life. And it's not expensive. Really, it's not. I mean, the prices and all that, it's out of pocket. Insurance does not cover it, okay? For the most part. They haven't yet. We hope they will. But it's pretty amazing, and it's very inexpensive compared to surgery. And it's a great option for better quality of life. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Dr. Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you with your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. Yes, I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you live stronger longer. Remember, I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com and get your free book today. Hi, this is Dr. Asa to talk to you about the world's best protein for longevity called Best Amino. Protein is essential for every cell in your body to function at its absolute best. Best Amino is the highest absorbable protein, more than meat, eggs, and dairy, which may only absorb at 50, 60, or 70%. Best Amino is a proven formula of essential proteins that we all need that absorbs at 99%. Visit bestamino.com. That's bestamino.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. We're here for you each and every day to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Lifestyle is the medicine. It is. I think the way you think is probably some of the best medicine. So, but lifestyle plays a big role in that. So depression is something that, you know, it's the number one prescribed medication right now is depression meds. Number one. Why is that? Live in America. Live in a place where you can pretty much, for the most part, do what you want. Okay, got every opportunity in the world if you just apply yourself, if you have the right mindset. Yet we have more depression in our country than anywhere else. Why is that? Well, there's a lot of reasons for that. I think our thinking is off. I think that self-esteem is an all-time low. I think that understanding our capabilities and our abilities, I think that's a big part of it, and not realizing that we are designed for more. Not realizing that there's so much more we can do if we apply ourselves. And if we realize, first you got to understand who you are and what your talents are and what your greatest giftings are. And that's a whole different conversation. But that's a big piece of it, I think. And I think that poor eating habits, I think poor dietary habits lead to severe depression. We see that in the studies. We see that in a lot of it. Of course, life, right, can cause it. Just life situations and circumstances. But what about as we age? One thing that's interesting is that as we age, depression is definitely not a part of the aging process. It's a medical condition. So don't think if somebody gets older, they get depressed. So depression in older adults or anyone can be a serious illness. Doesn't matter if you're 25 or 95. It's still serious. But it affects about 7 million of the 39 million adults older than 65 in the U.S. plays a big role. It's a misdiagnosis often, too. So the older adults can mask the depression by complaining of a physical problem, so it's harder to diagnose. According to the National Institutes of Mental Health, typical signs of depression in the elderly, sleep issues, which is too little or too much sleep, decreased pleasure and interest in previously enjoyed activities, decreased energy or concentration, an increase or decrease in appetite, feelings of hopelessness or helplessness, thoughts of death or suicide, and self-destructive and suicidal behavior. So the older adults are more likely to die by suicide, they say. One out of every 100,000 people aged 75 and older are in that category. So you just have to keep an eye out. So a person who's physically ill and not getting any better often has underlying depression. So medicine can help. Psychotherapy can help. Or a combination of both can really be effective in treating that depression. So it can help prevent depression by staying active and by being connected to other people through family and community activities, senior groups, or religious affiliation. All of that can make a real big difference in how you feel. But depression, it can strike anyone, and it can hit them. So you always want to keep an eye on it. If you see those symptoms in somebody you love, you care about, and you want to jump on it. Get them the help they need. Get them to somebody that can help. Counselor. If it's real severe, get them to a physician so they can potentially seek treatment if needed. Because depression is not normal. Okay? And once your daily activities become affected by it, that's when it becomes something that warrants getting some kind of work like that done. Really have to get it looked at. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. get over to the phones and talk to Jake. Hi, Jake.
I want to know if the green tea and peppermint tea, do it really help?
Well, yeah, green tea is really good. Peppermint tea is okay. I'm not a big fan of peppermint tea's good. It's good for a mental lift, but there's been some studies that have shown that peppermint tea can lower testosterone. See, for a guy, it's kind of catch 22, right? Because you're doing everything you can to maintain good, healthy testosterone levels, but if you're hammering down the peppermint tea, then you got a chance of lowering the T levels. That's something you don't want to do, right? That needs to be moving. That stuff needs to be working, and we need to get that as high as we can, because the healthy testosterone levels actually, and there's disagreements in this, okay, in healthcare. But there's different schools of thought, and some schools of thought say that you need to lower testosterone to avoid prostate issues. Other schools of thought say if you get too low in the testosterone, it can affect and cause prostate issues. I love the example I heard a urologist talk about at a conference. And he said, when you think about prostate health, you think about a young person, when like a guy, a male, in his 20s, where his testosterone numbers, so just so you know, it goes from like 0 to, let's just say, 1,200 on the scale. When you're in your teenage years, 18 to 25, you're probably running about 900 on the testosterone scale. When you get in your 30s and 40s, you're probably hitting about 750. And then when you get into your, say, 50s and 60s, you're probably getting down around 400 to 500. So it slowly declines. But, I mean, a lot of people try to keep a guy that's had prostate cancer around 150. I mean, just bottom of the barrel. But if you realize that, the guy, the urologist said, he goes, how many young guys that were in 18 to 25 had prostate cancer when their testosterone was running 900? None. So we don't get into trouble until the testosterone levels really start to drop. And so there's a lot of debate on that. My point is that peppermint tea can drop it. Green tea is great. It can actually support healthy testosterone levels. But it's actually really good for a lot of different things. Green tea's got like a 65% reduction across the board of all cancers. So it's just got tremendous benefits to overall health. I'm a big green tea guy. I'm a huge fan of it. Promote it. I'm a big fan. We use it in our coaching systems. And I teach about it all the time, so it's something I use on a regular basis. But green tea is great for health. I think it's one of the best things. If you're going to drink water, you might as well stick a green tea bag in it. That's my thought. Green tea's just got so many health benefits. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. So much coming up. We're going to be talking about your health anti-aging principles and what to do to turn back the clock when we come back.
Just breathe with Live O2. This is Dr. Asa telling you how oxygen can help you look and feel 20 years younger. Did you know the presence of oxygen is the absence of most health challenges? That's why we're talking about oxygen and Live O2. Go get my free special report on oxygen and Live O2 to increase energy, enable youthful lifestyle, and remove brain fog by visiting GetFreeOxygen.com. That's GetFreeOxygen.com to get my free special on how oxygen and Live O2 can help you. GetFreeOxygen.com. It's all in the genes. Ever heard that? Our genes are the blueprint of how our own body works. A simple longevity nutritional test can show us our own body blueprint of what we need nutritionally to live our best life every day. Knowing what exact foods that are custom designed for your body is absolutely vital. To get your longevity nutritional test, go to MyLongevityTest.com. That's MyLongevityTest.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA. USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson believes the anti-Israel protests at Columbia University have spiraled out of control, saying the demonstrations have surpassed protected free speech.
We desperately need, the country needs, clear moral authority. We need the President of the United States to speak to the issue and say this is wrong.
He and other top Republicans have demanded the university's president resign over the escalating situation. House Democrats have announced their opposition to any attempt to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. Democratic leadership said their conference will move to table a motion by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to vacate Johnson's position if it is brought up for a vote. Walmart is closing all 51 of its health care centers and discontinuing virtual health care services. This strategic shift by the largest U.S. retailer could create a gap in health care access, especially for lower-income patients without insurance. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. Check us out, go to AsaRx.com. I'm Asa, here with you each and every day, helping you get to the next level in your life to reach your potential and really become the best version of you. Now, talk about fitness levels. This is the one area I think that everybody struggles with the most. I can get someone to eat salmon and broccoli, but it's like getting them to exercise is like, gosh, it's like pulling teeth sometimes. But measuring your fitness level, you need to start thinking about a couple of things, okay? Fitness level is really not like a one-size-fits-all. I mean, there's a lot of differences in lifestyle and muscle tissue, genetic makeup, and really overall health that helps determine
your fitness level. It's an individual measurement, though, that you can look at. And there's five components of fitness. All right, it's multidimensional. Like long-distance runners have excellent cardiovascular health, but if you're all is legs and lungs, you won't have a lot of strength and flexibility. And by the same measure, someone who's overweight and aerobically fit is healthier than someone who's normal weight and, you know, doesn't exercise. So overall fitness, it looks at five different elements, okay? So number one is aerobic or cardiovascular endurance, okay? That's aerobic exercise when you go out and you walk or you do some kind of what we call cardio. That's pretty much strengthening the heart and the blood flow. Next is muscular strength, number two. Muscular strength is important from any type of resistance type exercise, and that's crucial. I mean, for your as time goes on, your mobility is going to depend on how much muscular strength that you have. Then there's muscular endurance, and that's your ability, like playing athletics and being able to do a repetitive activity over and over again without, you know, getting tired too quickly. So that's your muscular endurance. It's strength over time. And then there's flexibility, which we tend to lose as we age, and it's important. That's why things like yoga is so important. It's a great form of exercise that keeps your flexibility strong while strengthening at the same time. And then body composition is a marker of fitness. If you have body composition that is off, meaning that if your body composition is at a certain percentage of body fat or whatever, then that creates an issue. Creates an issue for really everything. So there are people that, when I say that, there are people that are over 20% in body fat, yet they have good fitness, meaning they can run or they can, you know, they're strong in the gym, whatever it might be. But the body composition's off. So having a lower percent of body fat for your height and your weight is important too for overall fitness and general health. So you have to look at these different areas and develop some kind of action plan. Don't just go to lose weight and don't just go to, you know, be able to run a marathon. And you know, you really want to look at these different areas and get everything as balanced as you can. So fitness is about hitting these different areas, but it's about being balanced as well. And that's something that you want to focus in on. So I would work on those areas, okay? Just kind of mark these down. So number one, aerobic or cardiovascular. Just remember cardiovascular endurance. Muscular strength. Okay, what kind of fitness or what kind of resistance training are you doing? Bands or are you doing bars or whatever you're doing? Do something to increase your muscular strength. Muscular endurance. Actually playing athletics of some kind. Maybe it's racquetball or tennis or swimming or something like that, but having that muscular endurance. Flexibility. Work on your flexibility on a regular basis. Don't let yourself get stiff. That's how injuries happen. It's how people get hurt. And then your body composition. What kind of diet are you on that keeps your body composition at a good operating level is something that you want to look at. Okay? All of that is very, very important. And keeping those numbers where it's in a good place is going to be important for you and your overall level of fitness. Every bit of that is extremely important. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call. Go to the website. Go to asarx.com. Let's get on the phones and talk to Denise. Hi, Denise.
Now, I have reflux esophagitis, and I also have irritable bowel syndrome, and I was wondering if that honey would help me, because the doctor put me on vitamin D and vitamin C, and I wondered if it would help me and I could still take my vitamins.
That's a great question. So when it comes to irritable bowel syndrome, things like acid reflux, there's really a bigger issue at play. Number one is you have to look at your overall gut flora. And really it comes down to that. So two things. Your gut flora, which is like the amount of bacteria and the balance of the bacteria. We call it the microbiome. But it's making sure that that's balanced. By eating the right kind of foods, of course, fermented foods, fermented vegetables, kimchi, yogurt, it is a fermented dairy product, kefir. Those are all really, really good to build up the right kind of bacteria. And I like using supplementation for probiotics. I think they're very necessary. I don't think you can get all the strands that you need out of foods. Kombucha tea is one of my favorites too. But along with that is also your hydrochloric acid production. And this is one area that we just don't talk about enough. And I think there's a lot of misinformation about it. You've heard about how apple cider vinegar, right? It's been around as a remedy forever. Like it's like a kind of a grandma remedy. And it's said, oh yeah, drink it every day. It's great for your health and all that. And it is. It's really, really good for your health. Okay. Apple cider vinegar it's great. And you want to do it in an organic version as much as you can. I like Bragg's apple cider vinegar. I've spent a lot of time with Patricia Bragg, and her father, Paul Bragg, is the one that, of course, started the company. And they've got a beautiful farm in California. It's just gorgeous. And that's where they make everything. They grow their own apples, and they have this big orchard, and it's just gorgeous, beautiful. But she's an amazing lady, and her family's amazing for what they've done. But they really pioneered that. And in the apple cider vinegar, what it does in the body is it makes sure that your hydrochloric acid production in your stomach is high. And as we age, see, we lose that. As we age, we lose our hydrochloric acid production. And that becomes a challenge for a lot of people. So as you lose that hydrochloric acid production, then you lose the ability to break down and process foods very well. So that's one of the main things that you have to look at. And I would, first and foremost, get to a place where, I mean, if you've got irritable bowel, there's an emotional component. Okay, so there's stress somewhere, unforgiveness somewhere. There's something going on emotionally, number one. Number two is because it affects serotonin. Serotonin is a brain chemical, but it drives the gut. Okay, if you mess up serotonin, you're going to have a messed up digestive system at some level. And the other thing is eating the right kind of foods to get the bacteria in the gut right. But then you've got to have enough hydrochloric acid. That's where a lot of the indigestion comes in, and that's where a lot of these issues come in with people. So I would look into the apple cider vinegar. I would look into really clearing out the microbiome using a diet or an eating strategy that would do that. If you need help with that, our coaches and our providers can help you, kind of guide you through that process. We've got a whole system for that. That's amazing. You can just give us a call at the office at 888-283-7272, and someone can help you with that. But honey, vitamins, those things are great, but it's not the root cause. And I mean, for me, I like getting down to the root issue of what's really going on. If you get down to the root of it, then that's how you win the game, okay? And that's the direction that you'd want to go. Otherwise, you're going to be spinning your wheels. It's not about, well, I have this, do I just take this? Don't think that way. It's like, my body's doing this with this acid reflux thing and irritable bowel. The question needs to be answered, why? Why is your body doing that? Why 10 years ago was everything working great and now it's not? So that's extremely important, all right? Keep me posted on that and how it's going. And as you work through that, if you need help, let us know. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. We've got Samantha in Portland, and she says, I've noticed my ankles swell at night. What could make this happen? Well, it's one of those things that there's a lot of could-bes with that, okay? First of all, when your ankles swell, there's typically an issue with the heart or the kidneys. In generic sense, that's what those signs and symptoms usually mean. But it could be your lymph system is not working as well as it needs to. It could mean that, of course, the cardiovascular system is not working as well as it needs to. The challenge is to see if it's pitting or not. We call pitting edema. The swelling is called edema, okay? But if it's pitting, and what that means is you take your finger and you push into the swelling and then move your finger. If it just pops right back out and you can't see your indention of your finger, then that's just normal swelling. If you can push your finger into it and see an indention, and that indention stays for a minute and then has to slowly come back out, that's what we call pitting edema. So find out if it's that or not. But if it's pitting, then I would go talk to your doctor immediately, because it could be something leading more toward the heart or the kidneys, and let them run some tests and blood work and all that kind of fun stuff. And then you'll be able to at least track down what it's actually doing. Now, the root cause of that's a whole different deal, but I would get that checked out first and then let us know. Send me an email or call me back here on the show. Either one. 888-283-7272. You're listening to ASA RX. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa, to talk to you about the world's best protein for longevity called Best Amino. Protein is essential for every cell in your body to function at its absolute best. Best Amino is the highest absorbable protein, more than meat, eggs, and dairy, which may only absorb at 50, 60, or 70%. Best Amino is a proven formula of essential proteins that we all need that absorbs at 99%. Visit bestamino.com. That's bestamino.com. It's Breathe with Livo 2. This is Dr. Asa telling you how oxygen can help you look and feel 20 years younger. Did you know the presence of oxygen is the absence of most health challenges? That's why we're talking about oxygen and Livo 2. Go get my free special report on oxygen and Livo 2 to increase energy, enable youthful lifestyle, and remove brain fog by visiting GetFreeOxygen.com. That's GetFreeOxygen.com to get my free special on how oxygen and Livo 2 can help you. GetFreeOxygen.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. I'm Asa. You're listening to the Asa RX Experience. Go to AsaRX.com. Let's kick off with Scott. Hi, Scott. Welcome.
Hi. My question is about muscle definition. I'm wondering, I work out with free weights 4 to 5 times a week, and I'm just wondering why some men's bodies really show the muscle definition and other men don't. Mine's kind of the one that doesn't really show a lot of muscle definition, even though I work out pretty hard with free weights. Just wondering if it might be a supplement or some kind of superfood that I could eat to make a difference here. Thank you.
Yeah, it's one of those things where your muscle definition is going to come down to your eating habits and your diet. Like, it's not like one person, I mean, genetically, somebody could have more muscle or be predisposed to having more muscle or can build muscle easier. That's why you have more of it. Some people have more of an athlete build. Some people are built better for football. And there's people that are 6'8" and they're built better for basketball and they're lean and lanky, but they still have muscle. So everybody shows it in different ways. But if you want, I mean, rule of thumb is this: if you want your muscles to show and you want muscle tone to show, then it's going to come down really more than anything to your eating habits. I mean, that's the bottom line. So the more body fat that you strip off, the more of your muscles will show. That's just the bottom line. And there's proven ways of doing that. And there's a whole system of eating that will do that. And you got to do things to help support your hormones from a natural perspective. Certain foods and way of eating will do that. Certain foods will maintain lean muscle tissue, burn away the body fat, and there's certain ratios of how to do that. It's not a pill. There is no pill that does that. Don't ever let anybody sell you that down the road. That, like, it takes to get abs, it takes hard work. If you want to have your biceps showing, it takes hard work. And it takes consistency. And it takes effort. So there's only one way. But there is a strategy for sure on how to do that. I mean, your protein levels have got to be at a certain place. You got to get a certain amount of fat, but the right kind of fats. Your carbohydrates, you got to get the right amount of carbohydrates, a certain amount of grams for your body type. But listen, if you need help with that, our providers can help lay out a plan for you that way that can teach you exactly how to get the muscle definition that you're looking for. I mean, that is, it's not hard, but you got to be strategic. And if you have a good plan, then you can make that happen. But it definitely comes down to your eating more than anything else. And yeah, some guys have certain genetics that allow their muscles to show better, but every guy can get a certain level of tone into their body that can show muscles and muscle tone. Like, it's definitely possible. So it's not like you got just a bad deck of cards that were dealt to you. I mean, you really can get everything to balance out, okay? But if you need help, just let us know. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to asarx.com. Now, something I want to jump into is, which is a hot topic, is a vitamin D deficiency. So here's some signs that you might have that. And reality is this. Your skin doesn't make as much vitamin D, and you don't get it from the sun as you get older. And the kidneys start to grow a little less productive when it comes to converting that D in the form that the body can use. So we know that. Over the age of 50,
It's when that happens. That's why over the age of 50, you get in the sun all the time, you get low vitamin D, you're thinking, what's the deal, right? But here's some signs that you could have a vitamin D deficiency, all right? Number one, your bones ache. So have you ever said your bones ache? Oh, it's the cold weather, my bones ache. No, that's a vitamin D deficiency. You have the blues, you get a little sad, all right? So the seasonal affective disorder that people talk about, that's a real diagnosis, but the reality is 9 times out of 10, it's a severe vitamin D deficiency. Matter of fact, they did a study, and when they increased people that were sad like that, and they increased the vitamin D levels to a certain point, then the positive feelings returned into those people. So you're overweight or obese, there's no change in vitamin D production in people carrying excess weight, but the higher concentration of fat affects the levels of vitamin D in the blood. So if you gain a lot of weight and you're carrying a lot of weight, it's going to be harder for you to get the absorption for the vitamin D. If you have darker skin, studies have shown distinct demographic differences in the rates of vitamin D insufficiency and deficiency. So your skin pigment is a natural sunscreen. And the sunscreen with 30 SPF reduces the skin's ability to make vitamin D by a whopping 97%. So someone with very dark skin needs up to 10 times the amount of sun exposure just to get the vitamin D. But again, if you're over 50, it doesn't matter because the body's not working that way anymore. So if you're a big-time head sweater, you sweat a lot from your head, it's one of the first classic signs of a vitamin D deficiency if you're a head sweater. Okay, so if you're just pouring sweat from your forehead for anything, and that's what that is. You have gut trouble. So people with Crohn's, celiac, inflammatory bowel disease, and such have a greater risk for a vitamin D deficiency. This is according to the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. So how do you get vitamin D safely? The best way for me, I think, is supplementation. You can get in the sun, but for the most part, the sun is just really, you're not getting enough of what you need. Do you want to expose, if you do want to do the sun, though, just expose your arms, legs, abdomen, and back for about 15 minutes. And that can start the vitamin D production. But your supplementation is the easiest way to go. Just make sure if you're supplementing, you've got a blend of vitamin D3 with a vitamin K2. The K2 is super helpful for absorption. It also reduces potential calcium buildup in the body, especially in the arteries and the vessels. So that's vitamin D supplementation usually, depends on your body weight, on how many international units that you need. But that's a great way to get it. Okay, one of my favorites. You can get it from foods, but it's very limited in the dosage amount that you would need to really keep those levels up. And remember, the range on the blood test goes from like 30 to 100. Keep that range between about 60 to 80. I like to keep mine on the higher end of the range, but that's usually what's recommended from most practitioners that are on more the natural side. And most physicians in the traditional setting would say that as well. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Lyle Valentine, Derek Allen, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. And together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember, you were made for more, built for more, and designed for more. So we on this show want to help you reach your potential and become the best version of you. You're listening to Asa RX.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of Asa RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. It's all in the genes. Ever heard that? Our genes are the blueprint of how our own body works. A simple longevity nutritional test can show us our own body blueprint of what we need nutritionally to live our best life every day. Knowing what exact foods that are custom designed for your body is absolutely vital. To get your longevity nutritional test, go to mylongevitytest.com. That's mylongevitytest.com.
Hi, it's Dr. Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you with your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. Yes, I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you live stronger, longer. Remember, I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com and get your free book today.
78-4203.